This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 61 through 64. Lead me to the rock. My soul waits for God alone. Trust in Him at all times. My soul thirsts for You. And hide me from the wicked. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, have mercy and hear us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God the Father.
Sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he
A reading from Luke chapter 5. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus. Well, who was this guy named Levi? We really don't really know, I don't think. Tradition, of course, often identified him with the Apostle Matthew, could be, I suppose. Some apostolic lists identify him with the Apostle Levi, said to be the son of Alphaeus. Perhaps then the brother of a James, said to be the son of Alphaeus. All of that's possible, I suppose, but it's clear from our text that this evangelist doesn't really care about that. What he cares about is that there was this event in which the life of a man was interrupted by a look. Jesus went out and saw Levi. Now, I rather doubt that this scene is as though one sees a lamppost or a horse-drawn chariot. There's certainly more to it than that. Here is a dominical scene that interrupts the life of this man, changes its course altogether. Now Levi is going to have a totally different life. Follow me. And who of us here, when asking themselves the question, "Why am I here?" does not understand and recognize that somewhere in the background of our own life there is this dominical scene, not of him by us, but of us by him, who sees us and in that scene says, "You are going to be my man. Follow me." That's how it works. That's how it's worked for every one of us. It's how it worked for me. I suspect if you investigate and remember your own past, it's like it was for you too. Well, it was certainly like it was for Levi, where we are told that he got up and left everything and followed Jesus. His life changed. His life in a different direction. He left everything. His past life now did not count. What counted was the sight of the Savior who said, "You, Levi, will be my man." And so we are told he left everything. But it's clearly not quite true. He still has a house. And he has enough money to put on a banquet. How are we to understand that? Well, maybe like this. He left everything in the sense that now everything that he has and is now to be oriented to, dedicated to this new path. And so his house now, well, is it too bold to say that his house now became a church? I'm not so sure that's overbold. In any case, he gave a banquet. And the language of Luke does suggest that this is maybe what we call the Lord's Supper. For they were all reclining, these sinners and tax collectors. It's a kind of a remarkable turn, isn't it? This sinner, I mean, he's called a tax collector. We know that's not nice. Is the object of the dominical vision. You, O tax collector, will be my man. And now suddenly this tax collector gathers together into his house all who are just like he was. Isn't that kind of what we are about here? To prepare for that task in which we are in Christ's stead a host of a banquet, in which all those are invited who need a physician. And maybe Ignatius of Antioch did have this passage in mind when he calls the Lord's Supper the medicine of immortality, where the pastor or the bishop dispenses as the hand of Christ the medicine that heals, overcomes death and sin, and grants immortality and eternal life. I rather think this call of Levi is the narrative of each one of us here. Why should we not think so? It is not then simply a particular account of a particular event that happened long ago. It repeats itself over and over again. As you and many others come through our doors and then go out into the world like Levi, follow me. And you do. So I rather like Levi. He reminds me of myself, or maybe it's that I remind myself of him. I don't know. I mean, we're one and the same when everything is said and done. And so are you. I don't know how many of you out there are named Levi, but then again, I might say you all are. I see about 150 Levis in this house. And I hope you think of yourself that way. One who has been called to be here because the divine Savior saw you and said, "You will be my man. Follow me." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with your Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty and merciful God, the fountain of all goodness, who knows the thoughts of our hearts, wash us from the stains of our past sins and give us grace and power to put away all hurtful things, that we may bring forth fruits worthy of repentance and at last enter into your promised joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For it is your hands that commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.